In 1972, soul music star Marvin Gaye began recording the follow-up to his mega-hit album, What's Going On. He eventually laid down over a dozen new tracks, but personal and professional conflicts derailed the project. Most of the songs were never released, except as bonus material on later anthologies. Now, they have been assembled into one album, out today, called You're the Man. Oliver Wong has our review.
How do you follow up a personal and cultural masterpiece, not to mention a chart topper? Marvin Gaye's label Motown was eager to see the hits keep on coming, but the success of What's Going On gave Gaye newfound creative control, and he didn't want to generate a carbon copy of the album he just put out. Instead, beginning in the spring of 72, he went back into the studio with some new ideas in mind.
I'm going home, see my mother. I'm going home to see my dear old dad.
Gaye had produced and co-written What's Going On in its entirety, but for these new songs, he assembled a flock of producers and arrangers, from such emergent talents as Willie Hutch, Gloria Jones, and Fonts Maisel, to seasoned veterans like Hal Davis and Gene Page. What emerged was an eclectic mix of styles that included sweeping, socially conscious anthems, snappy dance jams, beatific ballads,
symphony, yeah. She's sort of like a song. She moves along in perfect rhyme. Oh, la, la. Right now, be a perfect time. Yeah.
And some down-home Detroit funkiness.
So you see, they get together, these cats. Show our funk. And they thought you might dig a little dance called the double clutch.
Despite compiling more than enough songs to fill an LP, Gaye, for reasons we may never really know, ultimately decided to send most of them down to the vault, and by year's end had shifted his attention to a duet album with Diana Ross and to scoring the soundtrack for the film Trouble Man. It's important to remember this because the songs on You're the Man were never meant to form a cohesive album back then. They were a set of ideas, gesturing towards different what could have been.
There's something about the way you walk, and there's something about the way you talk. When I saw you sitting there on the shelf,
yet, even if they're mostly a bunch of tunes trying to stick to the wall, the bulk of those songs stick really well. After all, you have Gaye, at peak form, pairing his indelible voice with some of the best soul production of the era. It may have taken 47 years to finally surface in a proper way, but You're the Man is still a powerful, resonant reminder of the greatness that was Marvin Gaye.
I think this is my last chance.
The album is You're the Man. Our reviewer, Oliver Wong, is a professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach and co-hosts the music podcast Heat Rocks.
My last chance.